Modern Truckers from Studio 5. Once again, I'm Dick Chafing, and joining me in the studio, we have the usual mismatch of Motley Crue people from Hutton Orbital, our wonderful truckers. We have Norma Snuckers.
Good evening.
We have our special guest, our one-man rampage, the man with only one name and a big hammer.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, we also have some news.
Putting chumps on spy away, don't.
Faction Stranger Danger as Progenitor Wolf Huffs.
Barnard Star.
Barnard Star goes openly crazy. You're next.
Huh? Been a while. Hotbox Vox Pops via Hot Sack News Crack.
The turn of Atus 560 and his Trucker Thucker Attacker Tracker.
We're on the rampage,
through Hutton Systems.
And we have Norma's rolls with the goals. Oh, let's get this kicked off.
Bong number one. That's me. First tonight, about space madness. Is it the custodians this week? With a combination of lemon slicing in the void opal mines of deep space and the hunting of the minerals in the distant worlds expeditions, rendering more than one commander totally space bonkers. It's not just moving. No, we don't mean a nice trip to Wolf 3-5, but full-blown seeing unicorns flying out your ass. A psychedelic Montrone experience jelly experience, complete with jelly and ice cream. Oh yeah, right. Commander Draxor, yummy, was last seen floating a number of kilometres away from Euclid Station and geometrically accurate and station-shaped biowaste dumping ground in a cache named Luton 145141. Local police sources state that the signals from her ship showed that she had strategically placed a number of seismic charges around the biowaste processing units. And with a gauge showing optimum yield, she was attempting to mine the manure for nuggets. A number of sanitation engineers, armed with a pair of wire cutters and instructions to cut the red wire. Don't cut the blue wire! And for those who are colourblind, that's a colour that's clearly different from biowaste brown. And of course, not to be confused with Sagittarius Eye Black, which is a sort of browny black with red highlights when you look at it in the white light. Well, anyway, they were sent to defuse the situation and ensure that biowaste didn't hit the Coriolis hammer armed fan. All attempts to entice Draxor back from a safe haven with Centurion Megagin so far failed that she was last seen giggling like a schoolgirl in the backseat of a fake taxi, flying around the systems, messaging passing ships that she was gonna boil them up, and asking whether people knew that her ASP was in the top 1% of ASPs out there. Don't really know it. We would like to reassure commanders that Euclid Station is 95% clear of explosives and therefore totally safe from premature detonation. Safe from muck spreading or leakage of any strange effluents. If anyone has seen a seismic charge line around anywhere, could they please put it somewhere safe, stand real back and do not shake it violently. Don't smoke it, use it as a footstool, or even attempt to unclog cubicle 3 with it. Thank you. P.S. Anyone suffering with explosive fire waste should remember to wash thoroughly using bleach and wire wool and take a couple of Imodium.
With everyone off preparing for the Distant Worlds Expedition, Take 2, or out void opal mining, there was a minor panic at Hutton Stations on Monday as Progenitor Lyle Wolf, with the ginger-eyebrowed harridan of a mission-giving mother trucker, appeared to either have A, gone missing, B, taken too many progenitor cells and completely changed, C, got a nice haircut, a facelift, and used some anti-aging cream and changed her eye colour, or D, stopped talking to Commander Van Tien entirely, and sent a minion to do the job. On docking at a number of stations with complete mission, Bantian was contacted alternately by a faction representative with a nice bob, one called Bob, some Samuel L. Jackson impersonator, complete with sweary words, and what looked like a 16-year-old chaotic intern on her first day. Coincidentally, all ship systems reported that Hutton influence was on an all-time low of 0% in all systems, pending boom. Nurse Wyeth gave Bantian a thorough going over and afterward reported that he wasn't seeing things, or under the influence of Incol, or in fact, Lyle Wolf was quite simply far too busy to talk to him, after he took the mickey out of her eyebrow. Late reports are that after Cecil intervened on behalf of our publicity officer, Lyle has relented and instead sent Bantian to cover the galactic Uber-engineered racing ship show at the Galactic Expedition Centre in Leesty. He's quite looking forward to seeing the latest concept boa, new neon paint jobs for the Type 9, makes them go faster, and the latest in noisy crate boost valves, which make you sound like you were going faster than you actually are. Oh, and whilst he's at it, she's also asked him to do a few wing mission assassination missions on his own, haul 5,236 tons of washing machine spares, and give Cubicle 3 a thorough top to bottom, pun intended, clean.
With the galaxy going mad for the fruits of opal mining, Hutton has proven not to be immune to the gold rush. With both Barnard Star and Wise 0855-0714 experiencing pirate attracting investment fueled super void opal price hikes this week, and the first 24 hours of this rash rush for cash, over 1,000 extra ships arrived in Barnard Star, giving the dockers more than a little hassle and leaving Lister I-69 with plenty of script material for the next Dockers documentary episode. There are rumours that the pirate attack and the price rise go hand in hook, and speculation as to whether the pirates cause the price hike or the hike causes the pirates. The pirates were easily fended off in Wise 0855-0714 after they simply left in disgust at the Decker at Yamazaki. Complete with skull motif, fake parrots and a docking controller called Jolly Roger. But Barnard Star, flush with cash for months of Hutton truckin', splashed more than a little more than usual on a full void opal jump sheet and brilt combo for the entire population, taking it all back to Elton John era Earth. And no, we don't mean the aging tubby pianist phase, we mean the platform shoe special. If that mental image doesn't keep Tharg's minions at bay, the thought of a trillion tons of semi-precious stones being used as ammunition is enough to bring a tear to the eye of both the eight-sided menace and that of anyone who spent 2 years working their fingers to the bone and doing tricks for cash to afford their first anaconda. In unrelated news, spaceship sales have taken a massive slump in recent weeks, with Sidewinders, Pythons and Anacondas being the only ships to have sold in numbers greater than single figures. Anacondas are now being sold with a free Void Opal bobblehead, Void Opal paint job, Void Opal rimmed bathroom mirror, Void Opal space toilet seat and Void Opal bathroom soap dispenser. There are rumours that there may even start being made out of Void Opals to keep up with demand. And even more unrelated news to the unrelated news we just mentioned, insurance companies are suffering a battering at the hands of pilots, as stations throughout the galaxy are reporting mass strandings, crashings, ship-to-ship collisions, and oops, I got stuck in a docking slot, oh dear, I'm dead situations.
Hotbox situation report from Marco 2612, Bamine and Star Juice Bar. It has all been very quiet in Hotbox this week. No one has triggered anything, rammed anything, released anything, offended anybody, blasted product or interfered with anything in an untoward fashion. An aura of sleepy calm has replaced a familiar sense of dread in Hotbox command. During the lull, we have settled into our new offices on level 3 of the lower rotunda. Our desks have been moved in, and a T6 full of old biddy chairs arrived last week from Nana Chairs Inc. So now everyone can work in comfort or doze off without falling out of their chair. All of the mugs have been scrubbed, commanders' names on them, apart from the ones who like a dirty mug. You know who you are. The last of the holiday mince pies are waiting to be consumed before the mould gets out of hand and activates the biohazard alarm. I'm in my own little fishbowl office near the window and the coffee machine. I have my big feces blanket to keep me warm and my co-pilot commander, Commander Bellaboo, to wake me up if anybody comes into the office. Bobby Booby Bee is busy working away trying to bypass the profanity filter so he can rename some of his ships the way he wants to. Asylum is working away in an old comm unit at his desk next to the fire extinguisher. The light from the valve brings a warm glow to the office. Short Engineer's desk is gathering an impressive layer of dust. He has written gone to Star One in the store, so he may be out of the office for a while longer. Malice has come out from under his desk where he has been hiding from security. He still looks a bit twitchy, but that may just be the creme de cream egg vodka. Mustang is doing his VR research in the corner next to a pile of worn out groinal attachments. Matty is on Galbi looking for bigger lasers for his Corvette and a bigger Corvette to attach them to. Rebound is still in that dodgy pub on the parade that sells a pint and a pie for one credit. Chaos is slumped in his biddy chair with a broadsheet sized data slate going through political reports and muttering to himself. The apology officer's office has been moved into the small room cupboard in the corner. As all the swearing and screaming was waking people up from their naps, Mia may or may not be in there. It's a Schrodinger's commander sort of thing. The blinds are closed and the office door is shut over as floor mopping guy is out there in his white spandex outfit again, and none of us want to see that. Wouldn't be so bad, but he doesn't actually work here. I've had to check the red light alert 3 times today, but it's still working. Maybe Hotbox has finally matured into a stable, sensible and mellowed out calm group of commanders. Just maybe.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest intel from Canon on the Thargoid menace. Apologies for my absence last week. I was locked in a decontamination chamber for accidental exposure to a new life form found living in cubicle 3. Last week, Canon reported a number of systems reported to have a massive Thargoid presence. Thankfully, commanders across the bubble came together to help defend Atlas Peony, or Pleone, Xelanio, oh for freak's sake, and Celano, Ross 569596, and Nian. Oh, I remember my Nan. She was lovely. Anyway, I do digress. Many of these systems were defended in early in the week. However, one of these systems deserves a special mention. Last minute defense of Pleone, coordinated by those mad hollers over at Operation IDA and fellow Pleiades factions such as the Hive, Hanks Alliance of Anti-Xeno, Sirius Inc., the Anti-Xeno Initiative, and many others, all deserve recognition for going above and beyond to the last second to defend their home territory. They defended Pleione down to the last second prior to the galactic server maintenance, required to think all knowledge across human and occupied space. As always, with amazing stories of heroism, there is always some bad news when it comes to Thargoids. Two other systems, HIP 117960 and Bagutsuk. Who sucks a baguette? Oh, Skiprat does. Bagutsuk, we're also infested and remain undetected by Canon until this morning. As a result, two more stations are now damaged and burning in both systems. The Pilots Federation has sent rescue ships to the stations and is requesting pilots in the area to assist with evacuation and emergency supply delivery. Furthermore, the Thargoids are keeping these systems under siege. Combat pilots are needed to push the Thargoids back in the combat zones, scattered across both systems to lift it. This week, Eagle Eye is reporting Thargoid infestations in Pleiades Sector HR-W, D1-41, HIP-2843, and Madras. Pleiades Sector HR-WD1-41 is home to Operation IDA, which has called on all allies to help in defence of the system. It is likely that there are other systems infested by Thargoids, and we suggest that all truckers keep an eye out for any non-human signal sources as you go about your business in the bubble. If you do find Thargoids in a system not listed tonight, please report it to Canon or the AXI. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to lift the Thargoid siege in HRP 117960 and and defend Pleiady Sector HR-WD1-41, Madras at HRP 2843. Wing up and defend these system, truckers. Humanity needs your help. Good luck out there. For the mug!
I don't know what Lou moans about. This is easy peasy lemon squirting. We're investment almost everywhere. No one has any major issues, and we can truck to our heart's content. Well, that's me, easy. Oh, hang on. There's a few things. There's a pirate attacking Barnett's staff. Not them lovely singing pirates that we have, real mean pirates. Kind of grab you by the friendship drive and squeeze you until your earpods pop out. If you don't want your cargo spilling all over the system like ketchup squidging out of a hot dog, you might want to drive them out sharpish. Feel free to drop over to Trepan if you like. The collective are getting a bit close, but not close enough to Goose's just yet. As always, Colonial likes to copy the bubble. So they've sent their own pirates into Eel Cove, the old Procul Centauri, and are investment in Doriso. King Hanke reports that Tyri's in a non-state. It just looks that way, but it sounds like a teenager describing his bedroom to his mum, so all he knows what a mess it's in. Basically, fight this pirate to the EPC, truck in distant Doriso, and be very careful around Tyri would be my advice.
Two CGs this week for anyone who likes a bit of pew pew. There's more about this and a little bit of that too later.